Mexican.
Newark.
I said, who needs the Mexican?
Didn't get none of that.
Said, who needs the Mexicans?
Yeah, that's about right.
Who's in there, Dusty?
To make, don't you think? W0OTM.
Zero OTM and zero SKF. Hi, Marshall.
Howdy, Dusty. How you doing, buddy?
All right. What are you doing today?
I'm working. So I heard a bunch of racial comments come across the air, and that perked my ears up.
Well, hope you're not Mexican.
Well, my last name isn't Diaz for a reason.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The one south of the border, I don't know what to think.
Well, I'll let those racist individuals continue to talk on the frequency. I'll continue to monitor. W0OTM, have a good day, Dusty.
Okay, Marshall. See you later. W0OTM and 0SKF.
Did you get your big dog grinder working over there? You know, the ones we was talking about where you run them Mexicans through the grinder and then make dog food out of them. Did you get that grinder hooked up?
Harlan's working on that, ain't he?
Well, yeah, he was supposed to. I don't know. Looks like a guy can get a big grinder made up there and get some good out of them people.
Hey, then we can grind up all the people that mooch off of public assistance.
Oh my God, that'd be me too.
Me too.
Hey, if the shoe fits, gotta wear it, don't you?
Yeah, we'll probably all have to jump in the grinder once it's built. Well, I bet a dog gets... Well, but you know John in there, I know one thing. He got enough blubber on him, boy, that dog food would really be tasty.
Yeah, and he sucks up all the public assistance.
Oh, yeah, he gets everything he can, and then that old blimp, if it got ground up, boy, there'd be so much fat in that dog food, them dogs would just go crazy.
Yeah, what a waste of tax dollars.
Yeah, it won't be if we turn him into dog food.
Yeah, that's called protein.
I think I got one of them sitting right beside me listening to me here in the pickup. I bet he don't like the idea.
Well, if I hear the law get called, I'll know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I don't care one way or another, really. But yeah, I tell you what, they get every bit of assistance there is. I mean, you know, from I don't think a person that's born here can get that much. Anyway, they ain't been buying me no cars and finding me no jobs and paying my rent or nothing. Well, I suppose we get that grinder, we get that thing fired up there, we'll have to get Harlan to figure out some way to remove hair, because them dogs ain't gonna want Marshall's red hair and that grub, you know, tangled up red hair. So we got to have a hair removal program.
Red hair? Who's got red hair?
Well, you're reddish haired. Well, you need to go. I mean, we gotta get rid of that red hair out of there. We can't have that in their dog food.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're going to grind up all the Mexicans and all the people mooching off of public assistance, I guess I'll see John at the grinder then.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we get done, I'm going to have to hop in there, too. I got to have some hair removal because I got a lot on my backside. I got more hair on my backside than John's got between his toes, I'll bet.
Dusty, what do you think about this,
Scooby-Doo out here in another, well, I don't know. She generally runs a little behind. Won't be much longer, though. They might be out in another.
Sorry, wrong frequency, W0TM. Dusty, what do you think of all this talk about grinding Mexicans and people on welfare?
Well, I'll be the first one to jump in, I guess.
Yeah, they ain't none of these old people that ain't sucking the money out of them, you know. I mean, we're all freeloaders. I mean, everybody on Social Security and SSI and Medicare and Medicaid and welfare programs. You name it, and we're all there, practically. Maybe Marshall might get out of it, I don't know, but if he's got a little Mexican blood, no, he's going to go in the hopper, too. We're all there.
Well, you know, not everybody refuses to get a job and work for a living, which is the reason why they're stuck on public assistance. If they just get off their lazy butt and get a job, it'd be a different story. But, you know, those that work for a living and draw an honest paycheck every single 2 weeks, you know, they don't fall in the category that, and if they sure do, if you're saying they need to be ground up too, they better be ground up on 24-karat gold blades, because those losers that are on public assistance surely don't deserve it.
Well, there's plenty of them that don't, yeah, but, you know, even on Social Security, if the truth is told, really, Marshall, well, for me, I've told several of them, and boy, they got mad at me, but it's really the truth. But, and someday it'll be the truth for you if there's still Social Security there. But after you draw Social Security so many years, I mean, you've already drawn everything you've ever paid into it. I mean, it don't take very long either. And then from then on out, you're a freeloader, you know, and most all the old people is on Social Security has drawn way more than they ever paid in.
Oh, I agree, and you're exactly right. Social Security wasn't a way just for get free money. You were supposed to be able to, as a retirement, pull in what you've been putting in for, had you been working your entire adult life, you would have had plenty of money in Social Security to pull from. But there are so many deadbeat people that draw from Social Security but haven't even put the hard work in and contributed to a Social Security. They've just been unemployed all their life. They think that they're just entitled to get Social Security for the rest of their life, when in theory, they're just taking someone else's Social Security, which is the reason that when I get to retirement age, there won't be any more Social Security, because all the loafers for the past 20 years have been sucking from the system every day and have been chewing up and taking all the Social Security that I've been contributing. That's the sad part. And those are the ones that should meet your grinder.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. I'm not saying you're not right, because, you know, I've already drawn back everything I put in it, and I've worked quite a few years too, but I've already drawn back what I put in it quite a while back. So, you know, I'm a freeloader just the same as the rest of them. But there's one other problem too with the Social Security though, and they're still doing it today, but the Congress and that, they take money out of that Social Security fund and do whatever they want with it, you know, and it's the people's money that's out there working it. They shouldn't be able to do that. And like my dad, he started paying when Social Security first, you know, started, and he started paying it, and he got a real, didn't get very much money at all. But all them people, they give their money away for all these years, and they're still doing it. And, you know, if they'd leave that money alone, there'd be some interest on it, which, you know, it'd keep it doing a lot better than what it's doing. But that's another thing that's part of the problem, you know. They shouldn't be able to take what you put in there, or I put in there, or did put in there. I mean, that money's for the people in retirement. And Congress ain't got a bit of business taking that money out of there and building roads or whatever they decide to do with it. And they still do that.
Well, and you can, it's easy for the freeloaders to turn around and try and blame Congress. Oh, well, Congress is the one that's doing it. Well, you know what? They're also just as guilty just because they're the ones that stand at the free cheese line every week and get their free government cheese. Or they whine and complain every time their Social Security checks get smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, there's certainly some responsibility that lies with the individual that's accepting the Social Security payments to begin with. And this rubbish idea that it's Barack Obama's or Congress or the Senate's fault is a bunch of hogwash. That is a lame cop-out for those that are too strong to admit that they're idiots themselves.
Well, I disagree on that. When the Congress has took money out of Social Security for all these years and still doing it, that ain't the whole problem, no. I agree with about everything you're saying, but Congress should leave that money alone, too. It's not theirs to deal with. It's like if you put it in there, it should be yours, not to make roads out here with or whatever. And every one of these presidents and Congress has let that happen. I mean, you know, I don't know when it's ever going to stop. I guess when the country collapses, I don't know, but that's just, you know, that's just one part of the problem. That money should have been in there from way back when and drawing interest, you know.
No, yeah. See, now, you, we agree on that. You're right. I mean, Social Security dollars are Social Security dollars. They're not dollars to rebuild our road infrastructure and highway infrastructure in this country. I totally agree with you, and that's not what I was implying. What I'm implying is that those individuals that accept Social Security, if the day were to come when a president decides to cut you off on your Social Security or decrease it tremendously, all you're going to hear a bunch of loafers whining and crying because they lost their Social Security. Even though it wasn't their money to begin with, they're going to complain and gripe that they've lost their Social Security. How are they supposed to feed their family or pay their rent? Blah-de-blah-de-blah-de. Like it's my problem that they were out of Social Security money. So it's their responsibility and it's their fault for continuing to drain from the system. If you felt so passionately about people that mooch, why don't you call up the Social Security office and say, you know what, I think I'm out of Social Security, so will you please stop sending me checks? No, you'll never do that. You'll continue to draw my tax dollars because you have run out of them.
Well, that's right. I'm going to take your money as long as you'll put it in there.
That's right. So because I work a full-time job, 8 to 5, and work for a living, to not only provide for my family, but now I have to provide for you and every loser out there that can't seem to support themselves.
Oh yeah, that's the way it goes, and boy, you're one of the lucky ones that's got a job.
Well, it's not luck. It's not luck, buddy. It's called responsibility. It's called the idealism that I have to work for a living, that there are no free lunches in this world. You just don't get things given to you because you feel that you're entitled to them. It's not the way things work in this country. But there's so many, and there's more and more of them, black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, that just feel like the American way is being a lazy bum and sitting on your butt all day getting fat eating government cheese, that they've polluted and diluted our system.
Yeah, well, I think some of them is coming across the border. Well, I've never known any of them that was born here that got paid, like down here at this meat house and whatever, you know, they pay for their upkeep there, their rent or whatever, and they bought them cars. I don't know exactly what all they haven't done, but if you're born here, they don't give you that deal there. You know, you got to be coming across the border to do that.
Well, and there are just as many, if not more, undocumented workers in this country that work a hard day's work harder than some of the loser white people that are full-blown American. Some of these people that have come across the border and are undocumented just completely put shame to the loser Americans that sit on their white tails all day long and do nothing. They work harder, and they work longer hours, and they even pay taxes which contribute to the Social Security that the losers in this country are sucking every day. I actually have more respect for undocumented workers than I have for some of the low-life white people in this country.
Everybody's got your thing, but well, in the old days, Marshall, in the old days, well, my dad, they come from I think there was 8 boys and 2 girls, I believe it was, and my dad was the second oldest, and my oldest uncle, my dad's brother, he went to work in the coal mines when he was 11 years old, and my dad went to work in the coal mine when he was 13, and anyhow, that's how they had to do it back in them days, and the boy, but you know, you didn't get Social Security now, so the oldest kids had to work and take care of the ones that was growing up and take care of their parents, and that's just the way they done it. And when Dad was married, he still sent money back. There was no Social Security and no help for nobody. I mean, the family had to take care of family.
Oh, absolutely. And the work ethic, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, was like night and day to the work ethic of people today. You know, the idea that an 11-year-old, like you said, and by golly, that's commendable, and I'm glad that you told that story. Because you know what? Back in the days, going to the coal mines when you were 11 years old, that wasn't slave child labor. That was just the way it was. You know what? People worked because they realized that you had to work a hard day's work in order to have the life that everyone wanted 50 years ago. But now, heck no, you can't even get an 18-year-old or a 21-year-old or a 25-year-old to get off their lazy butt and go get a job. They think that the government, that the system just owes them that privilege. You know, I wish that we'd go back 50 years the way it was when your parents and your brothers and sisters were around, because the idea of having to work at 11 years old just so they could support the family or buy a loaf of bread, that's a far cry from what is expected of people, or what people expect this day and age, you know? By the way, W0OTM, Freddy.
K0TX, yeah, I agree with you. It's a far cry, and there's plenty of them drawing money that hadn't ought to be, and I'm one of them, because you know, I've already collected back everything I've paid in, I'm sure, and I still get a paycheck, and I, you know, what could I say if they took it away? Truthfully, nothing. I mean, you know, it's not supposed to be coming to me. I've not really earned it, but I'm getting the check, and of course, I'm going to keep on taking it, and I don't know how I'd really survive without it, but I don't feel like the government really owes it to me, but, you know, like I say, they've owed me some, But I've already collected that, Marshal. And most all people that's older that's on Social Security, they've already drawn their money out, and they're just, might as well say they're just the bloodsuckers like I am and everybody else that's on it. They're pretty much all, you know, running on your money, somebody that's working. You got to pay the toll, and our grandkids coming up, they got to pay the toll. So, you know, I'm not denying the money part. I mean, if they stop my check today, I really ain't got no gripe. I mean, if they stopped it completely, I've got my share and then some. But, I mean, I don't know what I'd do, but I couldn't really gripe about it.
Yep, exactly. And so, to kind of bring this back to full circle, because we could carry on this conversation all day, the next time Tony or John feel the need to talk down to the Mexicans and refer to them as being subjects that are ready for to be ground up, they might want to look in their own backyards. They might want to look within themselves before they begin to criticize others, because, you know, the grass isn't always greener in their own backyard. Any event, I was just floored when the grinding comment came from someone who fits the bill exactly for what we've been talking about for the past 20 minutes. That's called being a hypocrite. It's called being a very shallow, very self-serving hypocrite. And this country doesn't need any more hypocrites than we already have. W0OTM.
Yeah, well, they probably never started that. Me and Harlan had that going a long time ago about the grinding deal. So I think I'm probably more fault on that than anybody else, because that was one of our deals, which, you know, I guess it ain't really going to happen, but it was just one of them things we thought up and started spinning, so it's probably more my fault than anybody's. So anyway, Granny, she just showed up here, so I got to see where all we got to go and do, and we'll get out of this little talk. And I'll catch you later. W0OTM on the high ground, K0TX. Down in the hole.
Very good. Good discussion. Always enjoy your perspective. K0TX, W0OTM. SKF and 0SKF, W0OTM. N0SKF and 0SKF, W0OTM.
W0OTM, N0SKF.
So did you buy another one of those 2 5/8 wave mobiles?